As I was saying, perfect lead up to SummerSlam and SmackDown this week. As I'm watching Lucha Underground, Frey, I haven't watched Lucha Underground in a while. Actually, it used to be my favourite wrestling program. I just haven't been in touch and I haven't had time to be watching Lucha Underground, but I absolutely love how it's shot, how it's presented. The wrestlers on it, my favourite style of wrestling is Lucha Libre, you know, the style, I just love the masks, I love, you know, they have a great star-studded roster, great commentary with Vampiro and Striker, and it's an hour, but it's an hour action-packed. I've loved it since it came on its first series. I didn't know that Prince Puma was, Richette or something, a great wrestler. But it's got some great star-studded roster, and they've brought in some more, like Mil Mortez. Mil Mortez, Mariondo, added Rey Mysterio, Alberto Patron, he was there, he went back to WWE. Is he there now? I'll find out. He's got Cage, Luke Cage, and you got the nice, beautiful presenter. That Mil Mortez's disciple woman. That's really how the probably shag her 24/7 because she's just that fit. I'd love her to kiss me to death. Oh, Texicano. I remember Texicano. He is a great star. Now, talking about SmackDown. Yeah, so you got the Extreme Rules coming up. So the stage is set for SummerSlam. And then you got the Money in the Bank, which is another big pay-per-view. It's going to be a star-studded six-man matchup. You've got Dolph Ziggler, Nakamura, AJ Styles, Baron Corbin, who I want to win. You got Kevin Owens and you got Sami Zayn. Not the terrorist, not the government. Sami Zayn, who got hanged and banged and shagged and lagged and fagged. There's a story about Sami Zayn actually, that the robbery that happened, someone pretended to be one related to him and managed to steal some gold out of the Bank of Iraq, some American, all US dollars, gold, US dollars. It was like one of the biggest robberies in history. He pretended to be Saddam Hussein's relatives. Should watch a documentary about that. It's a really great robbery. Greatest robbery, I think, was the Russians' robbery with the credit card thing. The codes they used to hack into cash machines and various banks throughout the world. And their identity is unknown and they stole billions and they haven't been caught. So they're probably the most successful ones. And they just did it sitting at home on a computer. So why would you take the time to be a fucking troll when you could be taking the time to do what these Russian guys are doing? Robbing the banks that are robbing us. Because that's what they were doing. They worked very hard with the coding and basically stole and fixed cash machines and made billions off it. And they're laughing. Anyway, back to the wrestling part. AJ Styles versus Dolph Ziggler on SmackDown. That was a great match as well. A lot of comparison match of the week. You think it's Roman Reigns versus Seth or AJ Styles versus Dolph. I got to say I was surprised with the finish, Dolph Ziggler going over on AJ. I think it was a great wrestling match, great high spots on it. Still think that Reigns and Seth had the best match. And I think Raw was the better show this week, even though SmackDown was a great show. I really want Baron Corbin to succeed because he's just, I like his character, I like, because he's like me. He's a lone wolf. He keeps him to himself. He don't give a fuck about anyone else. He's just him, and anyone gets in his way, he's gonna get destroyed. I like his attitude, and that's like who he is. And got a couple of things in common with him, because I hate people, so he hates people. So it's a very I like Baron Corbin. I know their tag team wouldn't last with Kevin Owens. It started off with the tag team match, which was great, and then you had the Usos that have completely done a great thing with the character, because you weren't getting into the face paint characters were good, but you see the crowd was slowly booing them. Now they're going into like the reality based Samoan gang type characters. Still got good promos and deserve to be tag team champions. It was a good tag team division in SmackDown. And then you had New Day come out, so promoted another great match for Money in the Bank, as Big E always makes me laugh the most out of New Day with that penitentiary joke that he did. Them versus Usos at Money in the Bank is going to be a great tag match, but the Money in the Bank match is going to be I want AJ Styles to win, because I think he deserves to be the champion. And Jinder Mahal, personally I hate him, and to be honest, it is good for WWE to have that type of heel, because people really do hate him, and there's been a while since there's been a heel that someone actually really fucking hates, that you want to see get their ass fucking kicked. You know, John Cena, you want to see that all the time, but he's not never been a heel, has he? I mean, take it back to the Triple H days. If you look on YouTube with Triple H, that's a proper heel. When he turned on Austin, and the eeriness of it, your hair on the back of your neck goes up. You know, and that episode, check it out, an episode of Raw. Triple H basically joking with Mick Foley, and Austin thinks it's The Rock who's the mastermind behind running over him, ordering Rikishi in his car. Basically, Triple H always was that suspect, but kind of weird way. Meant to what everyone thought was The Rock. And then Triple H gets in Austin's face as he's joking, getting ready for DX match, saying, "DT Austin, don't trust anybody." And you know, if you're watching that live, you don't know what that means at the time. But you can just see in his face, he's standing next to the perpetrator. Then, early in the show, you think it might be Vince, because Vince opens up the show. You might think it's Vince McMahon that's done it, because he's always had it in for Austin. They had that rivalry. We're going into more the Triple H and Austin rivalry before Austin got his neck surgery. So basically, they had that handicap match. The Rock got ambushed, so people less believed it was The Rock, really. So in this handicap match, Triple H comes out, and people are just thinking, "Oh, Triple H is coming out to help Austin." And obviously, Triple H's been the meanest heel for like a year since Austin left. He just recently become a babyface, kind of past few weeks. So they're thinking he's coming to help Austin. Sledgehammer's in the ring. Once he throws Kurt Angle out, Rikishi's out of the way. Got a sledgehammer, you're thinking, "Oh, what?" And then boom! And you can see that look on Triple H's face, that evil look that he has. And the hair in your back starts going up like, "What the fuck has just happened here?" And then gets the gloves on and starts pounding the bloody Austin on the floor. And ordering Rikishi, taking orders, giving orders to Rikishi. And then gets in Austin's face and said, "Your search is over. Now you know, you dumb son of a bitch." And then your back on my neck stuck up. was Triple H was the mastermind all along. It was the game, Austin. All them tricks in the past couple of weeks leading up to it. The car luring Austin away to chase him so JR could get beaten up. Rikishi luring Austin to the ring just for him to get hit with a pipe. And you know who really was behind the door? It was the game. When Austin was on the phone backstage, a big crate dropped from the roof. Who was that, eh? It was the game. And that promo that he cut on SmackDown was a legendary heel promo, and that's an evil heel, and you wanted to see Triple H get fucking killed in that match at Survivor Series with Austin, and that's what I'm talking about, real ill. That's why Triple H was the best heel that ever was in 2000 and early 2001, and in late 99, Triple H was the number one heel wrestler. Vince McMahon was the number one heel. Triple H was the number one heel wrestler of all time, in my opinion. And we haven't had such a heel since Triple H. Really. We've had like Randy Orton and other ones that have come close, but not as like Triple H. You know, really heel that you wanna hate. You wanna see him get dropped from a forklift down to the ground, which was so relieving for me when I saw it. And a lot of people underestimate that rivalry with Austin and Triple H. I love that rivalry. I love that time. That was my favourite period in wrestling, to be honest, was with the Vince and Trish angle, then the Triple H Austin angle, and Undertaker, Kurt Angle being champion, Undertaker and Kane, the Brothers of Destruction, then the Austin Rock leading up to WrestleMania 17. I think that was, you know, the biggest, you know, biggest part from 2000 to early 2001, my favourite era in wrestling. So, but I still like wrestling, I still watch it. You gotta say, the selling's been great this week, and two of them. You gotta think, two of them, AJ Styles and Dolph Ziggler, you're expecting a great match, because I was expecting that. It was a great match. It didn't last as long as you thought it would, but the moves were there, the selling was there, the pace wasn't too quick, as people would have expected. The pace would be quick, there'd be a lot of high spots. There was high spots, but there was time for selling as well. And it was quite a shock at the end when AJ Styles went for the phenomenal forearm, got caught up in the rope, and Ziggler comes in with a super kick, boom, AJ Styles is out. That was a big surprise. As far as Randy Orton goes, I actually do hope he wins the title in his hometown. That'll go to his legacy, because you'd want to see Jinder Mahal fail. I think everyone does. So, covered UFC and WWE. Look at this podcast. Whether you like it or not, it's just me wabbling on a bunch of bullshit. And that's what I do every week of my life. Mistake after mistake, every single day. That's what I'm about. I have to send things off now. I've been up all night because I've been asleep. My sleeping pattern sometimes gets wrong, weird, feared. I fucking don't know, but whatever it is, I feel like the moon has sparked my hallucinations of the magical mushroom. All the drugs that I consumed, all the magic mushrooms that I went into the field and ate. You should have seen the adventures that I went on with my dog, through the dark of the valleys of the Delft Donkey, to Edel, to all the fields where I picked the mushrooms, mixed them up in my hot chocolate. and had a lovely, lovely mushroom experience. As far as cannabis goes, I'll get into cannabis in my future podcast. I'll get into my running away from boarding school, all the stories. You're going to fucking love it. You know, all the stories of me running away from boarding school and everything else. You're gonna hear it all from who's the best, and that's me. And I had done a mini production movie about Jimmy B in a luchador mask robbing a post office. So that's gonna be on SFS4 Productions broadcast. Anyway, I'm free with the podcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's the O.G to the E, SFS for life. And that's the way it's going. Okay, now fuck off.
Especially the Mac is going to believe that.